From Tidbits, October 7th, 2013. This is Watchlist, Notable Software Updates. Nisus Software has released Nisus Writer Pro 2.0.6 and Nisus Writer Express 3.4.5, with a number of minor improvements and fixes to both editions of the word processing app. The updates now enable you to override list styles to set a starting list number for a single paragraph, improve stability with fixes for a variety of crashes, and make several enhancements to palette stepper behavior. The Pro Edition also fixes an issue with failed imports of documents with floating content, and speeds up the rebuilding of generated indexes and the opening of documents with many tables in draft view. Note that as of this writing, neither Nisus Writer Pro or Express have been updated in the Mac App Store, but the Nisus blog hopes the wait won't be too long. Devon Technologies has updated its three editions of Devon Agent, with refinements to the user interface that hide rarely used or unavailable options while also adding the capability to access commonly used commands via the contextual menu. The Express and Pro versions feature an updated tube scanner that hunts through web pages for embedded media. The Pro version also hides Devon Think commands if that app isn't installed, and revises its user agent improve compatibility with certain websites. All three editions have also been updated to version 3.5.2 in the Mac App Store, with full sandboxing. Barebones Software has released Yojimbo 4.0.1, squashing a number of reported bugs following the information organizer's recent major update. The release makes some account-related adjustments, fixes a bug where using the duplicate command would result in havoc following a sync, and resolves a problem where items synced to Yojimbo for iPad would occasionally be unreadable. Additionally, the release notes include details on what to do should an old version of Missing Sync for Windows Mobile prevent a database migration from being completed. Apple has released three System Management Controller firmware updates for its MacBook lineup: MacBook Pro SMC Firmware Update 1.8, MacBook Pro Retina SMC Firmware Update 1.2, and MacBook Air SMC Update 1.9. All three address battery-related issues, where your system could hang or the battery could stop functioning altogether if the battery level goes below 1%. The MacBook Air SMC update also throws in a solution for the possible problem of the system not recognizing the battery when it goes below 1%. As always with firmware updates, we recommend relying on Software Update or the App Store app to ensure you get the firmware update for your specific model, and be careful not to interrupt the update process. Apple has released OS X Mountain Lion 10.8.5 supplemental update with a couple of sleep-related fixes, including a bug that could cause external drives to be ejected after your Mac is asleep, and a problem that prevented HDMI audio from working after wake from sleep. The supplemental update also fixes an issue that prevented some applications from accessing the FaceTime HD camera on mid-2013 MacBook Air models, and a bug with USB Bluetooth adapters. It's available as a direct download from Apple's Support Downloads webpage or via the Mac App Store. Apple has released iTunes 11.1.1, a small maintenance release that solves a few nagging problems that bedeviled some users. In addition to improving stability, iTunes 11.1.1 fixes a bug that could cause movies with iTunes extras to display incorrectly, and a problem with deleted podcasts. It's available as a direct download from Apple's iTunes webpage, via software update in Mac OS 10.6 Snow Leopard, or via the App Store app in 10.7 Lion or 10.8 Mountain Lion. With a focus on adding a couple of new image-related features, Dropbox has released version 2.4 of its eponymous file synchronization app. The first time you take a screenshot using a standard Mac keyboard shortcut, Dropbox offers to save that screenshot and all future captures into a screenshots folder within Dropbox. In addition to saving the image file, Dropbox also copies a link to that screenshot into your clipboard. The screenshot capability can be controlled via the new import pane in Dropbox's preferences. Dropbox 2.4 also makes it easier to move photos from iPhoto to Dropbox with an importer, controls for which you'll find in the same import preference pane. A top-level folder named Photos from iPhoto will be added to your Dropbox, and your photos will then be organized into subfolders according to the events in your iPhoto library. As a bonus for using this space-hungry feature, Dropbox will add up to 3 GB of storage to your account. Finally, the update adds a Move to Dropbox item to the contextual menu when viewing most files and folders outside your Dropbox folder, and is officially ready for OS 10.9 Mavericks. A quick update to version 2.4.1 fixed a bug related to the screenshot feature and rearranged the Move to Dropbox contextual menu item. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, and Tonks Coffee. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.